Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 16th. You'll be interested to know, 404 years ago, today in 1620, English colonists aboard the Mayflower set sail for America, where they founded Plymouth, Massachusetts, after 41 men, including William Bradford and Miles Standish, signed the Mayflower Compact. This historic voyage marked the beginning of one of the earliest successful European settlements in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh high swell from Monday through Thursday. On Monday morning, conditions will be bumpy with offshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming semi-bumpy in the afternoon with stronger onshore winds. Tuesday morning will be glassy with light offshore winds, turning bumpy in the afternoon. Wednesday morning will have light sideshore texture, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Thursday morning will be semi-choppy with variable winds, becoming choppy in the afternoon. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking messy out there most of the day at 2 feet until sunset, but things might be rideable in the morning. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 7 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 5 foot at 9 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's a chance of rain showers and feels like 62 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:52 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for some cloudy weather this morning with a chance of light rain before 11 a.m. and a high around 67, accompanied by a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a low of 63, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies through Thursday with highs around 66 to 68 degrees and a slight chance of rain showers, especially Wednesday evening. Nights will be cloudy with lows in the low 60s and patchy fog returning late on Friday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's BAE Systems has been awarded nearly $178 million by the Defense Department to modernize the destroyer, the U.S. Halsey. This vessel recently returned from an 8-month deployment in the Indo-Pacific region. Measuring 510 feet long, the U.S. Halsey can carry over 90 missiles and served as an escort for the U.S. Theodore Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group during its mission. BAE Systems plans to enhance the ship's Aegis combat system and improve living spaces, with work starting later this month and ongoing through 2026. Now on to sports. Last night in Sunday Night Football, the Houston Texans edged out the Chicago Bears 19-13 at NRG Stadium. Houston kicker Kalyemi Fairbairn was a key factor, hitting 4 field goals, including a 53-yarder late in the game. Rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud connected with Nico Collins for a touchdown, and Collins posted a solid 115 yards. Khalil Herbert's touchdown gave the Bears a brief spark, but their offense struggled to find momentum. Houston's defense held strong in the final quarter, securing their first win of the season. Next week, the Chiefs are headed to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Tonight, Monday Night Football has the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons. The Eagles, fresh off a strong win, looked to quarterback Jalen Hurts and new running back Saquon Barkley to fuel their offense. Atlanta, seeking their first victory, will rely on rookie running back Bijan Robinson to make plays. The Falcons' defense faces a big challenge trying to slow down A.J. Brown and the Eagles' attack. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, with Philadelphia favored by 6.5 points. In local sports, yesterday, the Los Angeles Chargers traveled to Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte and secured a decisive 26-3 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Justin Herbert connected with Quentin Johnston for 2 touchdowns, while J.K. Dobbins added a rushing score. Cameron Dicker nailed 3 field goals, helping the Chargers dominate with 349 total yards to Carolina's 159. The win moves Los Angeles to 2-0. Next up, they head to Pittsburgh for a 2-0 matchup against the Steelers at Acrisure Stadium. On Saturday, San Diego State fell to Cal 31-10 at California Memorial Stadium. The Aztecs' defense struggled as Cal quarterback Fernando Mendoza threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another. San Diego State's lone TD came from Kadarius Callaway's 1-yard run, while Nick Lopez kicked a 29-yard field goal. The Aztecs were outgained 450-276 in total yards. Late last night in San Francisco, the Padres edged the Giants 4-3 in extra innings. David Peralta's clutch RBI single in the 10th sealed the win after Fernando Tatis Jr. tied it up with a powerful 400-foot homer in the 8th. Tonight, San Diego returns home to face the Astros. In top news, popping pimples on your nose can be dangerous, particularly in what is known as the triangle of death. This area, which spans from the bridge of your nose to your upper lip, houses vital arteries and nerves. A viral TikTok by Dr. Ever Arias highlights the risk of bacterial infections that could lead to severe complications, including stroke and even death. While serious infections are rare, dermatologists stress the importance of avoiding this habit. Instead, they recommend maintaining a proper skincare routine and seeking professional help for bothersome pimples to prevent inflammation and scarring. In business news, as of this weekend, nearly a fifth of crude oil production and 28% of natural gas output in U.S. Gulf of Mexico federal waters remains offline following Hurricane Francine. The storm, which struck Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, caused significant damage, toppling trees, flooding areas, and cutting power across 4 southern states. Currently, producers report that 338,690 barrels per day of oil and nearly 515 million cubic feet of natural gas are offline. Cumulative losses due to the hurricane total 2,160,000 barrels of crude oil and 4,635 million cubic feet of natural gas. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $58,400. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Tesla has reached a remarkable milestone, manufacturing its 100 millionth battery cell, which is pivotal for enhancing energy capacity, extending range, and reducing production costs. The 4680 battery, with a diameter of 46 millimeters and a length of 80 millimeters, is part of Tesla's strategy to power about 100,000 electric vehicles. Although the company anticipates producing approximately 1.8 million electric vehicles in 2024. Notably, Tesla's AI-trained humanoid robot, Optimus, played a very small role in this achievement. Despite challenges, Tesla continues to innovate, aiming for advancements in artificial intelligence and robotics. Entertainment news. Tom Hiddleston's film, The Life of Chuck, has won the People's Choice Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. Directed by Mike Flanagan, this feel-good apocalyptic story has garnered positive reviews, with critics praising its wild tonal shifts and engaging supporting characters. The film, adapted from Stephen King's novella, tells the life-affirming tale of Charles Krantz through three chapters in reverse chronological order. The first runner-up for the award was Jacques Audiard's Amelia Perez, while the second runner-up was Sean Baker's Anora. The festival's Midnight Madness Audience Prize went to Demi Moore's The Substance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. And he said, "Men make history and not the other way around. In periods where there is no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs when courageous, skillful leaders seize the opportunity to change things for the better." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.